You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Hello, and welcome to Drunken Confessions, episode 24 and a half.
Take two, Electric Boogaloo.
Cass and Amy and...
our head engineer, Stephanie.
Hi, sorry I botched that last one, guys.
So this is actually, we were joking because it's take two because the first one didn't quite...
record.
It didn't quite happen.
It did, but it didn't.
Yeah, it did, but it didn't. Yeah. So now we're good, though. Everything's reading perfectly.
Shit happens.
It does.
It does.
So.
And, of course, we have Dave and Jeremy with us.
Woo!
Hello.
Oh, you guys sound so nice.
No, it's just great. Let's delay the launch of the podcast so I can drink more. That's phenomenal.
You know what?
What could really possibly go wrong?
We did this just for you, Dave.
And, of course, welcome back to our special guests of the evening, Clayton and Heather.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello.
Yo.
Like I said before, and I'll say it again, they liked it so much, they're coming back for a double tap.
Right. God damn it, we can't get enough of this.
It's all about the retap.
What?
It's all about the retap.
Retap.
Yes. I don't usually double tap, but.
All right. So welcome.
Apparently we're going to cheers again.
Thank you. Yes.
So cheers. Welcome. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you for joining us.
Cheers.
Hooray.
Again.
Yay.
Oops. And let's do our first drunken confession of the night.
Our second drunken confession tonight is,
what is your biggest turn on?
Didn't we already do that one?
We may have, but we got new guests, so we can just do it again.
I feel like we did that.
Yeah, but I think we did that without, like, when we were here. We did that back in...
No, I know. I remember Dave and Stephanie being part of that conversation.
Really?
So I'm pulling another one.
Get back in that box, Amy.
Just go ahead and pull out when you feel the need.
Okay, exactly.
Random confession and go. Clayton.
Random confession. Random. What the fuck? You're going to put me on the spot.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
like, all right. Random confession. Random confession is.
That's hard to skip. I know.
Okay. Well, I once fucked a Wookiee.
Was it a Wookiee?
Well,
was that like a furry thing?
It was furry. Kind of furry thing. Like Comic-Con.
Yeah, okay.
I went to Comic-Con for my first time ever, and there was a Wookiee, and the Wookiee was pretty fucking hot, so I had to bang him.
But did he wear the costume while you were fucking?
Some of it. Do I have to confess everything?
Was there a back door?
I don't need it. I don't need visuals.
Was there a Wookiee flap?
No, there was a zipper. Was there a Wookiee nookie flap? It was a zipper.
I guess this got a little dangerous.
No. I'm just trying to think of what I can say without getting myself in trouble. I don't want to incriminate myself. Heather?
I'm in the same boat, though. I'm trying to think.
You banged a Wookiee too?
Thank God I'm the only one.
Two in one room? I never knew that was possible.
Well, there are a lot of Wookiees, and they need to be fucked, so thank you, Heather.
You're welcome. I'm proud of my service.
I figured you'd be more the Darth Vader type.
Oh, I would totally fuck a Darth Vader.
So you're saying she's all about the dark side?
That's right.
How dark are we talking?
I mean, like, on a scale from Ricky Martin to... Oh, God, what the hell? Wesley Snipes.
That's a really good scale. This yardstick is great.
Cass, random confession, go.
Random confession. The first penis I ever saw was when I was about 10 years old, and cable had first come out, and we had one of those boxes, you know, those illegal boxes. And I got up in the middle of the night, snuck out, and I put it on Skinamax, or Cinemax, as they called it. But and I used to sit there and watch, and it was Mark Hamill.
I call shenanigans because you never saw a penis on Skinamax.
You said Mark Hamill?
I did.
There were no peni on Skinamax ever.
It was all soft porn.
I was in that realm.
Maybe she thought it was.
There were
a
no
penis.
Peni on Skinamax.
Are you sure you know what a penis looks like?
But she said it was Mark Hamill, so it could have been a lightsaber. Wasn't he Luke Skywalker?
I thought it was Mark Hamill, but then again, I was like 10. But yeah, I was young. It was. Remember, we had those boxes that.
Oh yeah, I had one. Yeah.
I have a box.
I'm telling you, I saw it. It showed his penis.
Nope. Skeptical Dave is skeptical.
Heather says I have a box.
I'm gonna Google this. Like,
I mean, I saw a lot of nipples on Skinamax, but there were no penis.
It was a full frontal.
No penis. I love the professionalism with the proper usage of plural.
Well, that's what drunken confessions is all about.
Professionalism.
Professionalism, proper use of the English language.
Professionalism and propriety. Thank you.
Yeah. Amy?
It's hard. This one is hard because I can't think of a good one.
I'll just do it.
So tell us a bad one.
I got
We're all kind of lame.
Well, I mean,
I got a couple that you can do. I want to know more of those.
I mean, this is the one you chose instead of the other one, so you're kind of obligated.
Okay, I'll go off of Cass said that the first time she saw a penis was Cinemax.
Skinemax, yes.
Okay. I will confess the first time I watched a porn was The Scrambled.
You were trying to watch it
and
be trying to
wait in
line.
That was elbow skin. That was not. That was actually not.
That's the best I can come up with.
Your head,
can you see anything?
Elbow skin. That's not a scrotum.
That's the only thing I came up with after you started telling yours.
Oh my gosh, I totally threw her off.
You did.
All right, Jeremy.
I'll go on the same subject. The first
time you saw a penis.
First Sorry. Porn.
I Terrible looked down.
Joke. I was going to say, if it wasn't your own.
Oh, my God. What's that in the mirror? That's a fifth arm.
A fifth arm. You had four to
begin. How do I have an antenna? What?
Legs are also arms.
I'm still trying to get over the forearm things. You got four arms. This is your fifth. Okay. Sorry, actually, it should be third leg. Or
limb.
Fifth limb.
Limb.
That's third arm, limb. Third leg. Okay.
Whatever. Blame it on the beer.
Oh, wait, you're driving us home. I'm not
That's right.
The
I'm the DDD, designated drunk driver.
All right, Steph?
I confess I'm driving everyone home tonight, and I'm drinking.
Oh, my God.
Well, you could always, if you're too drunk, you always have your fifth limb do it.
This is a joke.
I do guess that he's not driving.
No.
Okay. What?
No, but I'm sober, so I can get us home.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Yeah. I can be the Didi. It's fine.
Nope.
Stephanie's trying to think. What do you want to confess, Stephanie?
I don't have anything like really interesting that I can think of.
Lies.
I honestly can't. I if somebody gave me like a weird topic, I'm sure I could think of something, but having to come up with something off the top of my head. I'm just going to piggyback off all this dick talk.
So please do.
The first guy, and I told you ladies the story. The first guy I slept with had the smallest penis that I've ever seen.
Oh, yes.
Fuck that.
And, well, it was
Or don't, I mean.
Yeah, no.
It might be a good thing because it was the first guy I slept
with. It's like training wheels.
Yeah. It was, I didn't feel a damn thing, but, I mean.
Throwing a hot dog?
I mean.
Like pinky size, y'all. Like, mm-hmm. And I'm like girth and length. Like, it was the smallest dick I've ever seen in my life.
Right. Like,
and the guy had the nerve
three-year-old?
To ask me if, he's like, are you sure you're a virgin? I'm like.
Are you sure you have a penis?
Yeah. You know, if it were me now, that's exactly what I would have said. Actually, I wouldn't have slept with him, but.
it's
me now. Sorry.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So yeah, when so
you
when
always
I got
to try on a pair of shoes before you buy them.
Yeah.
Just
so
saying.
The first sex I had with a guy, I was basically told that I wasn't a virgin because the guy's dick was so small that
I love it.
He couldn't
I love it.
Tell. Mm-hmm. And that's not
been
my
like,
fault.
You should have been like, "Oh, you're so cute. Can we watch, do you want to watch 101 Dalmatians? Because we can cuddle."
I love mushrooms.
So what happens if I just flick it?
Don't flick it or fall off.
My magnifying.
It retracts back in the body where it should
yeah,
be.
Yeah, right.
It runs away.
Yeah,
it's a creeper.
All right, Dave, what's yours?
It's good. I'm gonna not go with the dick talk. I never fucked a Wookiee, but I did once bang Sailor Moon.
Yes. Nice. That is awesome.
There you
was
go.
Was that a Comic-Con thing, too?
It totally was.
Okay.
See, Comic-Con makes a difference.
There's a difference if it was just some
sure
random person. Like,
is there?
Or,
Let me live my life.
Right.
Why are we judging them? You're right.
Don't judge him.
Hey, at our last Christmas party that we had at my house, they fought over the blow-up sheep, so you never know.
That's true.
Your Christmas party.
There was a fight
fun.
Over the blow-up
yes,
sheep.
Yes, we're totally having one
yes,
this year.
Yes, we're having
and
one
And he took home the blow-up alien from the Otis
did.
Files premiere, yeah?
He
yeah.
did.
So, yeah, so, it you know, you can always go that, you know, direction. With these things.
I feel like a blow-up sheep is a common thing to fuck, though, among people. I mean, it should be.
I've never
like,
fucked one.
Can we define the word
really?
Common?
Well, I don't know.
I have never fucked a blow-up sheep.
Yeah,
well, I believe, like, we established never. During the segment,
right, wait.
Which never happened.
Right, everyone in this room who has fucked a blow-up sheep, raise your hand.
Well, no, I haven't fucked one.
All right. That
was
not.
No, I'm just like,
Stephanie
was
right there.
No, my neck is hot. I was just trying to move my hair, y'all. I'm not really.
I was like, whoa.
They are common, as in they are around quite a bit, and they are the sheep.
Hey, you know why Scotsmen wear kilts?
Tell me.
So the sheep don't hear the zipper.
See, it's common. Scotsmen.
Or you can go to Greece, where the men are men and the sheep are
scared. And the sheep are nervous, yes.
All right, on that note, we're going to take it to today's...
I was going to tell you about how I watched midget porn, but never mind.
Oh, you actually came up with one?
I did.
Midget porn or midget clone porn?
Was it a short
film? No, it was legit midget porn.
It was a short film.
Legit midget porn. It was a short film.
Oh, Dave.
It was very short.
Dave always takes it to the dark place.
The dark place.
Seriously, when they wrote Stranger Things, sometimes I think they were writing it about Dave.
I think you might be on the
upside down.
I'm a fan of the upside down.
And the fan of this.
Strong women.
Well,
fan of them.
This episode is taking a turn,
right? So Heather, tell us about this midget porn, please. Or is it midget porn? Or is
it was
little
legit midget porn? But I was at a party.
Okay,
was it a midget party? Was it live?
Made
midget
her watch
porn?
It because she was afraid of midgets.
Was it live midget porn?
No,
then?
She said it.
No, it was recorded. It was on a DVD.
You said you were at a party. You never know. I've been
and
to
they
some
watched.
Fun parties.
I have seen some crazy shit happen at parties, but unfortunately, midget porn was not one of them.
Oh my gosh,
live
she
says.
Midget porn.
Live I love that she said unfortunately.
All right, now I have some party goals going on here.
I mean, party
and that's
goals.
The day that Amy stops coming to Cass's parties.
Dream big.
The Cass has more parties.
Yeah, Cass is going to have more parties. All right,
it's been kind of like a pending business plan for a long time. As we've talked about having a once a month. Bachelor party without the bachelor. Like, we'll just have the location and we will have all the shenanigans pre-planned. If y'all want to show up, like if you're having a bachelor
can
party that
females
month,
go?
Come on.
Yeah, I want to be invited.
Well, is it
you can
a
show.
Bachelorette party though?
Not like that.
Because I want a hot male stripper if I show up.
Oh, maybe.
Me too.
Booze.
Can you get one of those?
I'm
or
sure we
seven.
Make something happen.
Or seven.
Cass, we'll have seven
I've seen
male
your
strippers
friends.
For us.
It's going to take a little bit.
Only some of them.
Sorry. That was mean. All right.
For you, it'll be Bob. Just say
No. Oh, God, Bob. Don't let Bob hear you say that. I love Bob, but not in that area.
Just not in that way.
You know, his wife says the same thing.
Bob, just keep that over there in your corner.
All right.
Please.
So now Bob's wife, on the other hand, she's smoking hot. Sorry, I had to throw that in there. Go ahead, Amy.
Next.
All right, so we are going to actually start because we have a lot to get to tonight and we are already running out of time. So we are going to start with continuing our creepy Halloween theme, and this week we are talking about one of Cass and I's favorite subjects, which is serial killers
and murder porn.
Murder porn.
So Amy and I came up with our favorite serial killers.
Her favorite serial killer, my creepiest serial killer.
Amy doesn't like it when I say that.
No.
It creeps her out. She says I should not have a favorite serial
because
killer.
Everyone, I think, has a favorite serial killer, though.
Thank you.
Like, when
I
you hear
so.
About, like, serial killers, like, the
I just
famous
feel like
ones.
That, I feel like the word favorite is giving the serial killer who did really raunchy, dirty things too much credit.
What about Eileen Wardles, though?
When you like, raunchy, say, dirty you, things, it's just when you die from them that's
yeah,
bad.
But I feel like...
right,
that sucks.
I feel like you should say most popular, most intriguing, most creepiest, because the serial killers, when you tell these stories, they really should be all about the victims.
My most, the most fascinating to me.
There you go.
That all sounds right. good.
So, Amy, go ahead with yours. We're going to start with Amy's top serial killer.
All right,
killer.
So my top creepiest serial killer, actually... I've heard the story a few times, but 2020 actually just did a special on the serial killer last week.
One I've never heard of,
wait,
which
that
is
show
surprising.
Still on?
Yes, I watch it every
Come
Friday.
On, Barbara Walters is still alive.
Baba
Walters on it.
I want her to host. Like, forget Dick Clark, forget Ryan Seacrest.
Well,
I want her to host the New Year's Eve party, so she can go. I'm Barbara Walters, and this is 2020.
Yes,
I am Baba Walters.
Oh yes, that would be
100% for sure. So yeah, this one I actually had never even heard of until Amy told me, which is surprising because I thought I was kind of like an aficionado of serial killers. But go ahead, Amy.
So the serial killer's name is John Edward Robinson. He was born in December 27th, 1943. All right. He was a regular guy. As most serial killers are, they live double lives. But it said that this man lived like five different lives. He was so off the wall bonkers, but maintained a family, his wife, his children, even later on grandchildren. Nobody suspected anything of these crimes. The very first time he was convicted of any kind of crime was in 1984 when he was arrested for embezzling money. They thought that was the worst thing he did. Right. So yeah. he liked to steal money. He also
but
made
it escalated quickly, didn't it?
He also made himself Man of the Year in a make-believe award ceremony.
Wait, is it Donald Trump?
Right. It sounds a lot like Donald Trump.
No.
It sounds so much like Donald Trump.
We should do that with
Trump.
You, Dave. Let's make you Man of the Year of something.
I feel like I dated this person.
I hope not, girl. So at the end, he ended up, his thing was he would lure women with, I can save you from your life that you're living now. So it was either money, was resources, traveling, things like that.
I will give you a better life. Come to Fantasy Island.
And then I will stab you in the neck and murder you.
Back to midgets.
Blade. Sorry, go on. We drink our second. Go ahead.
His first murder took place in 1984. The second murder is the creepiest one to me, and it makes the story even longer. So I apologize if I mispronounce a name, but I'll sum it up. In 1985, he lured a mother of a four-month-old, Lisa, to live with him. Let me put you up in this hotel room before I can move you in. I'll take care of you and your four-month-old baby. She was just coming out of a bad marriage. She was in a woman's shelter. So she did. He promised her, oh, I'm going to take you on all these vacations. So to save time, which this is what he did with all of his victims, before we start traveling, here's some stationery. Sign your name on all this blank stationery. And when
there's
we're
a
on
red
vacation,
fucking flag.
Right.
At
that's
all.
What I was saying.
When on vacation, concerned. You can fill it in. Well, it later came out. Lisa disappeared. Her four-month-old
right.
baby disappeared.
Duh.
It wasn't until 15 years later that the four-month-old baby was found now as a 15-year-old teenager who he had adopted out to his brother.
That's weird.
And yeah. had forged all the adoption papers. His brother and sister-in-law thought they were legally adopting this child. This girl grew up thinking the guy that killed her mother was her uncle.
Creepy.
Well, yeah, that's uncle. Super fucked up, Amy.
Well, that's mastermind. That's mastermind
know,
stuff
right,
right there.
It is
yeah.
the creepiest. Now,
it is rather disturbing.
In the time, he went on 1984, 85, 87, 93, 94, 99 to 2000. He continued his killings. So there were seven women's total of bodies that they know he's responsible for. The mother of that child's body, actually, the second victim, Lisa, her body has never been found. And he was not convicted of these crimes until 2002 when yeah. they found the Michigan woman.
Cool, Michigan.
Because the Michigan's woman disappeared and her mother would not let it go.
Good for
they
her.
Kept. He used these stationery with the women's signatures to write letters and continue writing letters to the family, thinking that the family would think that they were okay. But the Michigan woman knew that that was not her daughter's writing. It was not the way she would talk. She wouldn't spell everything correctly. And
it's good technology.
So why did you look at Cass just now?
I know, right? Actually,
you're like, you know.
I'm a good speller. I have autocorrect.
He's also actually considered the very first internet serial killer because when the internet came out, he took it from just taking women from these shelters. Then he went on to the BDSM websites and chat rooms and lured women in from those, promising these types of relationships. You be my slave. I'll be your dom. I promise you all these things. And then the women would go to him and they would disappear.
Mm-hmm.
So he is still
out. So check women out there who are in BDSM. Check out your dom before you.
Yeah. Like, yeah, definitely. Geez, and yeah. maybe bring a friend or two. Or
well,
six.
I don't know if
there's
so
much more
to that, but
there's so much.
Dave's all of a sudden like, what, six friends? Okay.
There's so much friends. More to Sorry. This story, and it was just so disturbing. So anybody who finds these stories fascinating, check out the serial killer John Edward Robinson. He is currently on death row in Kansas City. trying to appeal his convention.
It wasn't me.
Well, I mean, right. What else does he have to do? He's sitting on death row. They're
right.
Always
right.
Going to try.
Right.
However, that,
don't kill me yet. Don't kill me.
The FBI does go on record that they will not be surprised if more bodies don't show up. Oh, all the bodies were also found in barrels spread throughout his land and storage units.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, no. He's wrongly convicted, y'all.
Yeah.
Wrongly convicted. Wasn't me.
Not guilty. Y'all got to feel me.
So authorities believe that there are still barrels to be opened and victims to be found.
No.
Well, fuck that.
I will not be opening any barrels.
Right?
Any
no shit. Yeah, no me thanks. Neither. If I come across a stray barrel, I am not opening that sucker. Like,
nope, not happening.
If it's a
not
wine
happening.
Barrel right. Or a whiskey barrel.
All right, now if it says wine on it,
I draw the line.
You got me there.
If it,
you could put wine on it, and I'd be like, all right, let's tap that bit.
That's really wine.
So that story was so fucking sad.
I know. So, yeah, we're going to do a question before we go on to mine.
And that's a perfect time for a drunken confession.
All right. No, don't let Amy pick it.
Okay.
You can't let Amy pick it.
I don't want to cry on this show.
What? No, well, I'm sorry.
This is the one time we get to talk about it because it's Halloween month.
What?
Oh, no, I see.
We get to do the creepy stuff.
That is so creepy, though. For real, this John
All right.
Robinson.
Here's a good one. And right. We're going to start with Amy on this one because she's to my left. All right. What is the one thing you would never do, even if you were offered all the money in the world? And we're going meatloaf on this.
What is your meatloaf
I would
moment?
Do anything for love.
But I won't do that. Fuck
exactly.
That.
Exactly.
Are we talking? Are we talking sexual or
anything.
What are we?
Anything. No, anything.
All the things.
All the things.
I would never things. Hurt a child.
Okay, that's acceptable.
Yes, that's acceptable.
I smacked the shit out of a kid if he deserves it.
Jeremy, like, I slapped that little shit if I get $1 million.
You said all the money in the world.
Like, what would you
not I won't do it repeatedly.
You won't do it.
Oh, my God.
Just until he shuts
only
up.
Only once.
Or more if it takes
so
to
seriously,
make him
that's your
up.
Answer?
Hell yeah, why
you
not?
You wouldn't repeatedly beat a child? You
hell
just
yeah.
Beat him once for?
Yeah, then they learn.
Right. They get better.
It's abuse.
Thank God you and Amy did not have kids. Stephanie.
I grew up old school.
Stephanie's still trying
She's
to get
hiding.
Over Jeremy's comment.
Jeremy's like the grandma with a stick. Give me a switch, bitch.
Like it was a belt or ice water or a wooden spoon.
Stephanie's getting over this and then she's going to answer. So, Steph, what would you not do for
I mean, honestly, I'd pretty much do anything. The only thing I could really think of that I wouldn't do is like cut off one of my own limbs because I don't think I could actually do that. I don't think I
I'm
can
with
get
over
the fear of like actually like sawing off my own arm.
Oh, like
I mean,
in
I
Saw 3, I think it was.
Saw like,
movies.
Pretty much do anything.
But if you were in the woods and a limb fell on you or a big tree branch fell on you and you
yeah, I'll just
saw
die.
Your foot.
I probably, I don't know what I would do. I mean,
I'll just die.
That'd be great. I'd just dig out the dirt from underneath me.
I think I could do it.
Nobody's giving me any money. Right. I'm just trying to survive.
That's just survival.
I
yeah,
and
totally
I would,
different.
So
yeah.
I would do it if it meant surviving.
I just,
but
yeah,
for money,
I think I
no.
Would just like gnaw the fuck out of that. Remember my go on tape?
Gnaw the fuck out of that.
I'll give a qualified answer to it that builds off. I could never be abusive to my own kids.
Very good.
But somebody
answer.
Else has just smacked the shit out of me.
I, right. Dude, I've,
Jeremy's on this.
Dude, I have a general rule of life. Don't make me parent your kids.
No, I agreed.
Because if I like, because ain't nobody gonna be happy, and odds are good somebody's gonna be crying, and it ain't gonna be me,
right?
That's.
I agree, 100%.
All right, Clit.
Clit has.
Clit has what?
I feel like I should be rubbing. Sorry.
Clit has very few limits. So, what would I never do, no matter how much money was offered to me? I think the answer would be.
Does it involve a glass table?
Well, we talked about that last time.
Oh, yeah. I remember
I mean,
that.
Money could probably make me
oh, of course,
engage in some of that. I mean, yeah. It's a glass table. I wouldn't get it on me.
Right.
You know?
Me too. Totally. Go for it, bud.
It would be tough to you know, reach the end of that.
Paper
but
cutter.
Onward now. Onward, Heather. I think I would never, ever, ever. I think it all goes back
get
to kids.
Back
I would
together.
Never. I would never hurt. I would never fuck Taylor Swift. No. No, it all goes
oh,
out.
I would grudge fuck that hell out of
No, she's way too tall. She's like 7 feet tall, and she's a woman. So
she's
I
mean, five.
She's got no place for
me. Taylor Swift is 5'10". We're the same height.
She's a tall girl.
But she's and really skinny, too, so she looks like she's got, like, she's really, really skinny.
Oh, I know.
So she looks taller, you know. She does look like she's 7 feet tall.
No, really, I think this one, I'm going to. stay on the same wavelength as you guys. I would never, ever either hurt a kid or tolerate somebody hurting a kid.
Okay.
2 weeks ago, actually, I beat the living hell out of somebody who I witnessed trying to hurt a woman in a bar bathroom.
Wow.
So, oh. Never
like legit bad hurt, though.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Good for you.
Never would I ever tolerate something like that, no matter how much money was offered.
I mean, I'm down to puppies, kittens, and children. Like,
I still have a hole in my knuckle from the guy's tooth.
And hedgehogs, because they're really cute.
Oh, so hedgehogs. I love Jeremy.
Children and hedgehogs.
We can't smack a hedgehog or hurt like hell.
Ron Jeremy. No, not that hedgehog.
I'm just saying.
Wrong hedgehog.
With me, I guess it would be killing. I mean, I could, like my own kids.
Oh, I could gross.
I could totally kill.
Blank the fuck out of people for money.
No. Children. Killing children. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, no.
I could kill. Never mind. Anyway.
I'm going to say, don't say that word.
This is being recorded.
Recorded and
so
live.
Anyway.
I think we're all really good friends now.
Yeah, right? So I got a lot of burial spots. So anyway, no, I couldn't kill a child. And that's about it. I mean, like, abusing children, I could abuse the heck out of my own kids. They're all grown. I'd be like, come here.
Right.
I think they're used to that.
You're going to feel some pain, but it's going to be worth it because mama's going to leave you a fortune. And they'd be like, all right, bring it.
This is for your inheritance.
Yes, and my kids would be like, all right, mom, bring it. And it would be
me.
Yeah. So, but no, killing a child, no. Never.
No.
All right, so
you guys make me seem like a monster. You're all like, oh, I would never hurt a kid. And I'm like, I wouldn't cut off my own fucking arm.
Right. Stephanie's like, there's nothing I wouldn't
all
do
about
except
Stephanie.
For cut
everybody
off my own arm.
Everybody else let him burn.
Right. Narcissist.
Fuck him. Fuck him.
I feel like, Stephanie, knowing you so well, I feel like there's a lot of things that you wouldn't do.
Well, yeah.
You had to narrow it down to one, but I know you would never hurt an animal.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
And I'd never hurt anybody unless they were trying to hurt me.
Yeah,
first,
so there's a lot
but
more.
But on the
we
opposite
all
of that,
have
there's
a lot
longer
it, list.
There's right. a lot of things right. you would do even for not money.
Well, sure. No, I'm with you on that. I'm not doing it either, girl.
All right.
I'm not a monster.
The other thing I wanted to bring up before we continue on with Cass's top favorite serial killer.
Yeah.
Is last week we started talking about hold my beer moments.
Oh yeah, I didn't come up with one this week, did I?
Oh shit.
So
hey, just the fact that I was able to actually contribute to this is pretty
so
much...
I want to know anybody
look at
at
Dave.
This, I know.
Look
anybody,
at Dave's face.
Anybody at this table had a hold
it's
my
like
beer
brewing.
Moment.
Deciding
nope, not telling
between
that story
many.
Yet. No.
No, not drunk enough
no,
to tell
not
that
me,
story.
No.
All right. Stephanie, have you had a hold my beer moment this week?
Well, earlier
well, not
tonight,
this week,
we started
this
recording.
Week, this life?
Yeah, I fucked up a podcast. I mean,
she wasn't even drunk, though.
Yeah,
this shit
oh my God,
is so
remember
easy
that?
We can do it. Hold my beer.
Yeah. Right. I fucked up by hitting one button. So, yeah, I guess that would be the only thing I could think of.
So, here, hold my beer. Watch me fuck up this podcast.
Yeah.
Thank God you don't work
this.
On a nuclear plant.
All right, so what we'll do is, guys, next week, for next week's show, you have homework. Come up with a good hold my beer moment. You think y'all can do that?
I won't be here next week. I don't have to do the homework. Fuck y'all.
You'll be calling in from a bar. You might be experiencing it live.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
You might have a hold
take
my
notes.
Beer moment live.
We're
which
doing
will be great.
This every freaking week. Nice try, bitch.
I just don't have to do it next week. That's fine.
Whoa.
Next, the following week, Stephanie is on the hook.
You have to come up with two for
so,
the following week. Makeup
for
work.
Episode 20.
She's not a fan of hooks.
For episode 26, Stephanie is in charge of Hold My Beer. How's that sound, Amy? You agree with that?
Sure.
All right. All right
and
about this.
Just on a side note.
Side note.
Next week, you're not going to be here.
No.
And it's our 25th episode.
I know.
Oh, man.
It's a big
isn't
number.
There, that's silver. That's our silver anniversary.
25,
oh,
I think
Stephanie.
It's silver, yeah.
Because yeah. 50 is gold, right?
She's like, yeah, I don't give a fuck.
Fucking 25.
I'm going to be gone.
Dave, shut up.
What Dave doesn't understand is that, as we've discussed before, you guys haven't been able to commit to something for this long.
I know. If I committed to
I've never even been married for that. Well, wait. If you add my first marriage and my second marriage, it equals 24.
Are you allowed to do that, though?
Yes.
Like, you
that's
add
time marriage. Served. That is time,
time served. Okay. You know what?
I agree.
I'm served.
I mean, I just published episode 318 of our show today.
Dave, we're not. This isn't about
oh,
you,
the
Dave.
Slow clap.
This
to
isn't
the slow
about
clap.
You.
I was
okay.
Off clap.
This is all about us.
I keep running. It's just a fucking podcast. Like, it can be as
you know
much
what?
Fun as you want.
You know what?
It's just
you run a podcast.
Okay,
I'm still the first. I just did episode 318 of our Just a Fucking Podcast.
All right, we're going to move on. Us along now before Dave and I throw down.
So now we are going to go on to the last.
Oh, Cass's favorite serial killer.
Let's hear about it.
My favorite serial killer is the Zodiac Killer.
Well, that motherfucker.
Why do you think he's my favorite?
Why do I think he's your favorite?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because he's in astrology and you're fucking weird.
No.
Wow, Dave.
Oh, wow. We have a little more insight as to how Dave feels about Cass, but that's not why.
Shit just got real.
I know.
Fucking fire.
I know.
Does he have the same zodiac as you?
Wow. No. No, it's because he's the only. He's never been caught.
He's not the only.
Not the only one.
Oh, no, there are a lot of serial killers.
Right,
they're
still killing right now.
Yeah, he's not as famous.
They might get us later.
Zodiac Killer is thank you, Stephanie. They're in like the top five biggest serial killers that have never been caught.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Extremely elusive.
Yes.
Kind of a big deal.
Yeah, it is huge.
It's huge.
So he was a serial killer in Northern California in the late 60s into the early 70s. And so to date, he has had 5 confirmed dead, 2 injured, but he claims to have killed 37. So basically what happened is the first couple he shot in a parked car on the dirt road. They were, you know, in like Lover's Point kind of thing, making out.
That would be a great way to go.
Yeah. Right. So anyone out there,
don't fuck on dirt roads.
Don't pull off to a dark, deserted road to make out because you're going to get killed.
Ever.
I mean, seriously, if you've ever watched any kind of like horror movie.
That's how you die.
Thank you. Exactly. And at camp. You don't screw at camp. You don't screw on dirt roads in a car.
Oh, I should be.
Yep.
Why not camp?
Because you die at camp.
No, I grew up in New Hampshire. I screwed a lot on drugs.
You die when you get out of the tank.
We can arrange
Michael
that later,
Myers will
Dave.
Get you.
Dave, we can arrange that later. So anyway, so he shot and killed both of them in their car. Then the second, he shot a couple in their car in the parking lot, walked away, came back, shot them again.
You gotta make sure they're dead.
Now, the female died, the male lived.
Because it's all about the retap.
Right. Thank you. Exactly.
The retap. Nice callback.
Amy, where's my bell?
Bell.
Damn it, Amy. Why'd you take my bell away? So anyway, so he came back, shot him again. The male lived. The female died. The male gave a description of the guy. Pretty much same as the description all the way through. Then, after he did that, he found a couple, like, having a picnic. Like in a little woods area.
Canoodling.
Fuck a picnic.
And he came up, and this time he used a knife.
Picnic.
Yeah, you know picnic.
Yeah, picnic type biscuit. Yeah. Hey, boo boo. Hey, boo boo. Let's kill these dumb fucks. Hey.
Oh, wow. Way to
what
ruin
do you say? We What do you say we go over there? They got a nice basket.
Huh? They got a nice picnic type basket.
Yep,
let's stab the shit out of them and take their shit.
And he did. So he did that. And then he went back, wrote on their car. He put his little symbol. That was when he started putting his symbol of the Zodiac on their car and wrote like all the dates of the other people he killed. Well, the male lived. Female died at the hospital. So... after that, oh my God, you guys are killing me. After that, the picnic basket, sent letters to a couple different news agencies, and told them that, you know, he was the Zodiac Killer, gave himself his name and all that great stuff. And told them if they didn't publish his letter, that he would kill them.
Well, so, he gave them the he didn't give them his name. No. He gave them the name, I am the Zodiac Killer.
Yes. That's right. He called himself the Zodiac.
I don't know. You should be allowed to name yourself if you're a serial killer, just so you know.
You should let the media do it.
Wasn't the first letter in code?
No. Well, no. He sent a coded letter with...
Yes.
Okay. The letter to them. So he also sent a coded letter at the time. Thank you, Amy, for jumping the gun on my story.
Oh, sorry. I'll just sit here quietly.
No, that's okay. You can go ahead.
All about the premature, I don't know, podcasting.
Oh, like you got premature room to talk podcasting. Over there.
Oh, snap. All right.
Why does that sound so dirty? premature podcasting, hey, and then there's a
Sam Kinison 101. Make her come twice before she's even knows you have a dick.
See, I love that. I love that. That's a really good rule to live by.
Only if you have a small penis. Anyway, so.
No. mean,
so anyway, yeah, really, it does.
Like Stephanie's
Trust
man.
Trust me, Stephanie's.
my first, yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh. No orgasms ever.
If you have a small penis,
ever.
You better learn how to use that tongue, boy. So anyway, as we're going on here. I'm sorry, did I just totally digress this?
You totally did. You went right back to it.
Guys, exit, did it. Stage left even.
Exit, no. Stage left, right, show
so,
done.
So back to
where are my
so
roses?
Back to killing.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So
back to the
he sent. So he sent letters to the news agencies, and he sent a coded letter. Well, finally, some couple decoded this letter, and he basically stated that killing people was better than sex.
I really don't. I don't see how he believes that.
Okay.
Well, you're not crazy. A serial killer.
Well, I mean, that's good.
He's psychotic. Yeah.
The science behind a psychopath is a lot of them
sexual gratification.
They're technically either impotent or they can't find sexual arousal through physical
normal,
like normal
stabbing tends to be a picarism thing. It's
right.
A, yeah.
And so they get a sexual release, not necessarily having an orgasm, but they get right. that happy,
endorphin
elated,
rush,
mm-hmm. euphoric.
So
feeling.
That's where they get that.
Them with a yeah. knife or a bullet or a yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's why usually serial killers that's, have like I mean, a method. And they continue on with that same method because right. that's how they get off.
Or they increase it. They yeah. increase it. That's why serial killers
and then
get worse and
together.
Worse.
Yeah.
Because like each one is not quite as good as the last.
Isn't yeah. that it so crazy to think time. About though? Like, can you imagine?
And that's how you wind up with hentai porn.
There it is. Thank you, Dave.
I'm still okay. curious. Like,
now we've made the connection.
Nope. Talk for a whole different show.
Dave, shut the fuck up. Go ahead, Kat.
All right, let me finish.
You're not the boss of me. Yes.
I can turn your
I
mic
think
on.
She is, Dave. I
mean, oh, she's turning your mic on.
As a matter of fact, I think she is.
Turn your mic
Boom!
On. Oh, he's using somebody else's
and
mic.
And then.
He bogarted somebody else's mic.
I just turned his
you
off.
Can't.
Oh, my God. There's no way to silence
yes,
this man.
Yes, she did.
You guys are good
All
now.
Right,
I just wanted to prove I could do it. And I would.
Stephanie is boss.
I assure
you,
killer.
I've measured this space. Oh I can be God. Loud enough that I can be heard from any goddamn mic in this fucking room.
I believe
this
that.
This has turned into one of my favorite shit shows. So, all right. So,
that's
we're gonna go ahead and
I feel like this is the first actual drunken confession show that's been
probably.
Recorded here.
Oh, Dave finally has enjoyed our fucking show. Thank you very much.
No, but I've said it a million times.
You've only been on the last 12 of them.
I've enjoyed all the shows, but I've just said if it's going to be drunken confessions,
you may as well
make
be drunk.
Sure I'm drunk. Right.
Like it's in the name.
All right. No, Dave. You're the really drunk one here. That's the difference.
No, he's
not far behind, just so you know.
Dave, look this way.
All right. While you guys are good, distract him. So while he's distracting Dave, I'm going to keep going on
oh,
here. So then after the whole letters to the thing, he shot a cab driver in the back of the head. Mm-hmm. So while he was
That's
wiping down
nice.
The car, he's wiping down the car, and there was witnesses. So all these witnesses called in and said, "Hey, we see this white guy, chubby, whatever," and they give his description.
I feel attacked.
So the police dispatcher goes. Out to all the police and said it was an African American who did this attack.
Of
so
course.
The police
That's what
are looking.
Say.
So the police were looking for an African American, right?
Oh God!
So the police are driving down the road, find a man who fits the white guy description.
Fit the description
perfectly, but they didn't bother with him because he was walking away from the scene because they were looking for an African American guy.
Hi, Dave.
Oh, yeah. So they could have actually caught this guy, but because a dispatcher said he was African American. They didn't catch him.
Damn dispatchers.
I know, right? Oh, sorry, Heather.
You have one job.
Damn you, systemic racism.
You know, that's what Heather does. She's a dispatcher. She's a police dispatcher. Sorry, Heather. Sorry. Anyway, we're not picking on you. Oh, sorry. I wish I had known you were coming on this show. I feel
that's how I met Heather, actually.
You were a serial killer?
Well, no.
Yes, he was a serial killer.
Well,
I was a dispatcher. It was star-crossed lovers. Love at first
okay,
sight.
So to this day, the Zodiac Killer has not been found.
So he sent, after all that happened and they let him go, he sent several more letters to the press in 1971. The last letter he sent to them was in 1974, claiming that he had actually killed 37 people. So as of now, we only have 5 confirmed dead, 2 injured,
And he has never been caught. So we were trying to kind of come up with ideas of
dude, like,
why.
I'm sorry, like how could you not be more topical? Like, dude, there was a story this week. Samuel Little, the guy they've had in jail for a while now, is now acknowledged as the most prolific serial killer in U.S. history. Dude's got a body count over 93. Like, they have 93 confirmed.
Yes. Wow.
That this and
now those are numbers.
No, and that's the scary part about this shit is like if you listen like I get obsessive about stuff. It's like I was obsessive
no,
about like
no really.
I know it's that sounds so shocking, but no like the
I
whole like,
shit
the
myself.
Formation of the BAU with the FBI like the profiling and all that stuff with the Green River Killer and Ted Bundy and all that stuff. Like at any given point in time, there are 8 to 12 active serial killers.
Oh, yeah.
In the United States. Any given point in time.
What's the name of that show that's on Netflix right now?
Mindhunter?
Mindhunter, yeah. That
love
talks
it.
About, that's how they're, love it. They established the BAU and everything. And it's really, really interesting if you want to learn about different serial killers and how they started the whole branch of the FBI. Check out
or
Mindhunter.
Just watch Criminal Minds.
Or watch Criminal Minds.
Which I've watched but, no, like Mindhunter's every episode really like 20 times. And I met Tony Montana.
So there's a lot of people out there. Now they have the 23andMe and the Ancestry.com that you send your DNA in.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people that are against that, and I respect that because they don't
want... Yeah, because just add me to a database. Cool.
Right, but they're catching serial killers.
I know they are.
Because of that.
Dude, that's the crazy part about that shit is I'm going to assume somebody, hey, your DNA matches half the profile of
so
a guy
one of
we're
your
hunting.
Relatives did these
so
crimes.
Let's bring you in.
So I'm impartial to, I'm not against it and I'm not for it. So it basically, if people don't want to give their DNA on those things, I totally understand where you're coming from. However, me personally, I'm totally going to do one of those DNA kits.
Me too.
I did two of them.
Let me find that there's awesome. A serial killer in my family
the
because
same?
The bottom line.
Because the stories that'll come out of that?
No,
yeah,
because
right.
the bottom
write a
line
book
is,
and make millions.
Can you imagine what you could talk about?
That'll come out of that?
No,
the
because
shows.
The bottom line is you get that evil person.
Right.
Don't care.
And
off the street.
Yeah.
The but are they evil or are they just cleaning up the gene pool?
Right. I mean, there is another way to look at it. I'm tracking you, Dave. I'm on that wavelength here.
Well, even in California, they say if we eat people, that's good crowd control.
There is something
said that
to be said for crowd control.
The whole soy ingredients.
For feeding the herd.
I did two of those, and all they sent me this letter, and all it said is, "You're white as fuck."
That's what the letter said to Heather.
You're
oh, my
white
God. That's awesome.
Hey, Heather, you're white.
All right, so,
shocker.
You're like,
so as,
okay.
Cass and I will continue our murder porn, a.k.a. serial
and
killer obsession.
This never went to porn, by the way.
As we go on through October, though, our next one is going to be we're going to keep going with
the part.
We're going to keep going through the whole spookiness of October coming up.
So I have to tell you the best October story that I have so far, and we're very, very young in the month. So I was running a show on Friday for one of our shows, and it's four black ladies that are phenomenal. They're hilarious. It's Talk Juicy. Love them. And one of the girls was saying, she's like, yeah, she's like, I don't know what happens. And this was her words. She's like, my baby daddy gets locked up every October. Like it's a thing. Like he just does something stupid and he gets locked. And so I was like, oh, well, have you started referring to it as Locktober yet? And the whole room got dead quiet. I'm like, oh,
you're like, oh, I fucked up.
I'm like, was that the too far?
I went too far.
Pause for like 5 seconds, and then everybody broke out laughing. Oh my God, I'm safe. I truly thought Locktober was going to get me killed.
Was that on video?
Actually, yes, it was.
All right, can we
of course it was.
YouTube.com/podcastdetroit.
Yeah, because Dave always takes it two steps too far. Not one step, two steps.
Three or four. Or something.
We're going to start calling you Two Step Dave.
Go.
Four steps
exactly.
Forward, two steps back.
If you're doing it, go for it, bitch. Otherwise, give up.
Track.
Go for the.
Thank
gold.
You, MC Scat Cat.
MC Scat Cat.
All right, so on that note, Amy?
Again, next week we are going to continue our Halloween theme.
Yes.
Cass and I,
wait
we have
it.
So many ideas. We still have to narrow down.
Can I
next
ask
week?
A favor?
Of course.
Can
maybe.
You share the topic of the show before the show happens?
I will tell.
So that I don't. find myself Googling crap to try to keep up and play nice.
You know what? I did that once, and I thought you weren't interested.
No.
So I never tried it again, but if that's what you would
if
like.
If I had a dollar for every time I heard that.
Right. I didn't think you would like that.
For me. I was going to hit them up. So, wow.
From now on, in our podcast group chat, you know, hashtag butt stuff.
I would.
Mm-hmm.
Did you say butt stuff?
And is that's the name?
That's the name of our group chat. Hashtag butt stuff.
Yeah. Hashtag butt stuff. You said butt stuff.
That's what. That's
we can talk about butt stuff all day long.
That's amazing.
Look.
Hashtag butt stuff.
That does all say right, hashtag guys, butt stuff.
We need to wrap this shit up.
Let's talk right, about sorry. Butt stuff.
Shut your mouth.
Clayton we're knows having a lot about
fun
butt
with
stuff.
This.
I do.
Stuff. Let's do it, Amy.
All right. So, again, we that's need nice. Some hold my beer stories. We also want to continue with our drunken advice.
Yes, because we are great at advice.
I am so good at advice.
Awesome position.
So,
to
get for other people, not
saying, there's nothing stopping us from doing another episode.
Of nothing at all. Tonight?
You want us? No. He means like a whole new podcast.
No, like right now.
Right now.
Yeah, that's
I'll
what
do
I thought.
Another episode.
All right, I can all do right, another so, episode. Stephanie,
I've got one in.
Can
me.
We? Oh, Stephanie's we'll done.
okay, so again, email us your hold my beer stories so we have something fun to talk about, and mm-hmm. I love to hear other people being drunk idiots, not just me. Also, the drunken advice. Yeah. You got a whole panel here willing to give you our honest drunken opinion. So if you are really
I will
stuck
come
in
back
something,
to your drunken opinions.
Heather's full of it.
I mean, you'll have people that'll tell you you're completely fucked up. You'll have people like me that'll absolutely
you're
condone whatever it is that you're doing.
Stupid.
Exactly.
No, so
Dave is on
Dave,
your side.
Dave, I'm not taking your advice.
So you, Dave so your you email both attorney. Of those.
I kind of feel like you should.
So email us at mydrunkenconfessions@gmail.com. Also, hit us up on our Facebook page, which is...
Facebook.com/
My Drunken Confessions.
It's just slash. It's not our, a backslash.
Okay,
slash.
Whatever.
It's a slash.
Also, yeah, drunkenconfessions.com is our website. And if you didn't have enough, you can also go to Podcast Detroit and search Drunken Confessions.
Or listen to us live.
It's everywhere fine podcasts.
And sometimes you can listen to us live twice.
You're on the Spotify's, if Stephanie's the Googles, around. The
all right,
iTunes,
so here yeah. is our last cheers of the night.
All
thank
right,
you,
hold
everyone.
Your glasses up high.
Drinks up, bitches.
Thank you, everyone, tonight for joining us. We
thank
really
you.
Appreciate the love and the dedication.
Yes.
So,
Steph, I can't reach you.
May all your ups and downs be between ups. The sheets.
Oh, hell yeah. I think I just got hard.
Wedding.
Oh. Well, I can't take it.
All right. Good night, guys. Thanks for joining Drunken Confessions.
We
love you.
Bye.
Bye.